Blog Talk Radio.
It's another beautiful day on Brown Sugar Radio. Get ready to ignite a passion and purpose of overflow. Cherish the value of being you and nurture your soul. Handle your business like a boss and take full control. I invite you to engage upon a journey of greatness and use the gifts within that God has made. This is the time to win and not to lose. So sit back, relax, and take off the blues. Get ready for another exciting segment here on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's Brown Sugar Radio.
Well, yes, 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 we are back at it again. I want to welcome you back to the live show here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your show host, Kim Bullock Hennix, with another heavy hitter live on Brown Sugar Radio. And so I am truly honored to have Dr. James Wright and Pastor Sheila Wright today as they speak about their incredible couples enrichment coaching program called Couples For Real. So they've not come to play. They are for real, and they are about it today. And I am just really, really excited to have you. Welcome, Dr. James Wright and Pastor Sheila Wright to Brown Sugar Radio today.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you.
It's exciting to be on, and we're just very, very, very excited about your program, what you're doing in the area, what you're doing nationwide. Keep doing your thing, Ms. Kim.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. You know, the beautiful thing for all of my Brown Sugar Radio loyal listeners, I actually have history with Dr. James Wright and Pastor Sheila Wright as they, goodness, probably 10, 20, no, my son is 21 now. Oh, my God, even before my son was born, right?
It's been some
years, man.
Yeah.
Okay. It's been a long time, and I just want to let you know that, first of all, I have always looked up to you, and I just felt that it was a genuine presence about the way you approached people. So I had to have you on Brown Sugar Radio because I see what you're doing out there in San Diego with the Gathering Place. Yes, they are the phenomenal leaders, okay, doing some great things with their church. And, I mean, just really, you know, pouring into God's kingdom. But what I love and admire about you two the most is you have a true desire to serve. And a humble beginning. You've always remained so humble, so I love both of you. And I want to just let my listeners know that today you are going to get some golden nuggets. Those of you who are married, thinking about marriage in a long-term relationship, you know how it is. Relationships certainly have their pros and cons, their ups and downs. And so we are going to speak about, this is what's beautiful, is that they're coaching together. They're tag teaming together for couples. All right. Wow, they're building God's kingdom.
Sheila hit some low.
Oh, Lord.
Yes, indeed. Okay. So before we begin about the couple enrichment program, you have a couple for real for life. I'd love for you to share with my listeners your journey, you know, and as far as how long you've been married. And, you know, just you personally, just what do you want to give today to the Brown Sugar Radio loyal listeners in regards to your story?
Well, Kim, it's just a blessing to be able to minister, and I use the word minister, to couples who have embarked on this incredible journey called life and marriage. And there's very few places, very few resources that couples can get, especially in the world we live in today, with divorces in the neighborhood of 50%+. Statistics are just staggering. Half of every marriage will end in a divorce, usually within the first 3 years. And so with that type of commentary and statistics, and you know, we need to be able to reach out and let people know that God's way is the best way. And Couples for Real, it's dealing with real issues. Some of the issues that the churches, many of our churches, don't like to deal with. They like to sugarcoat it, sweep it under the rug, not deal with real life. I mean, because we're doing life.
Okay.
And being able to touch these subjects and not placate and pander and cover up, but to be able to deal with real stuff that people are dealing with, that's where we get for real. And then for life is that we took a vow when we got married. We said for better, for worse, for richer, for poorer, in sickness and in health, and then finally till death do us part. That's the deal. That's, you know, we like to say that marriage is a contract, but no, marriage is a covenant.
Right.
It's a covenant. That means that this deal is not a deal breaker. This is a deal for life.
Yes.
Very true, very true. And I just want to certainly commend you because I know that's not an easy journey. I myself, I'm a mindset coach, and it's sometimes you really got to get there. You have to go through the pain before you can actually get to the glory. You know, they say you don't know my story. You see my glory, but you don't know my story. And so it's true. Absolutely, absolutely. And so you're dealing with a very real issue that we face, you know, in the nation. It's really sad to see the numbers hitting that high. What was your inspiration as far as for the Couple for Real life coaching program? You know, you could have took that so many different areas.
Right, and I think that our inspiration, Kim, was just, you know what, our marriage itself. James and I, when we've been together now 31 years married.
Beautiful, yes.
31 years.
That's unheard of nowadays, isn't it? I mean, man, it's beautiful.
James, I was 17 and James was 18 when we got married. And, and people told us at that time that there was no way we were going to make it. You know, statistics said that we weren't going to make it. And,
wow.
You know, without keeping God as that third cord strand in the midst of it, don't get us wrong, we've had our ups and our downs, you know, our ins and our outs. But in the end, it was God that kept us. And so that really was and is our motivation for seeing couples succeed and to be able to coach and to be able to encourage them to hold on, that no matter what it is you're facing or you're going through, that you know what, divorce is not an option. It's not an option. It's, you keep God in the midst. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. How was the name selected, you know, Couples for Real, for life? I love it, love it, love it.
Well, I think, you know, you put some prayer on something and God just gives it to you. He just dropped it in our spirit, you know.
Yeah.
You know,
okay,
God,
y'all,
is,
y'all let them know. Look, we for real up in here.
Yeah. You know, God has a sense of humor too, and you know, God has swag. You know, He can drop stuff in your spirit and let you know this is what it is. This is what you're doing. So, Couples for Real, for life, for real. And that's what we need to deal with, the real issues that are facing our couples today, and to be able to help them through some of the tough challenges that they're going to face. When anytime you marry someone, the very word marriage, it means to merge. So it comes from the word merge. So you're merging two worlds. They're coming together. He was single and he lived the bachelor life, and she was single and she had girlfriends and she hung out. And so now you're bringing these two worlds together, and now they're going to become one.
Mm-hmm.
And so you know there's going to be some conflicts. He's going to leave the toothpaste top off. He's also going to forget to put the toilet seat down.
Right, right.
Yeah. She's going to hog the bathroom. So it's just, you know, these are the worlds. So bringing them together and trying to find peace and harmony in the midst.
Beautiful. What is your mission statement for your coaching program for couples?
Well, you know, Kim, our mission statement is simply that helping couples reach fulfillment and oneness in Christ.
Compensating
for each other's strengths and weaknesses. That's our mission statement. That's our mission statement, because we believe that marriage is is give, give. You know, you hear people say give and take, but we believe it's give, give, that you're constantly giving, you know, of yourself in order to make this thing work. And,
that
you know,
true.
Sometimes it might be 80-20, sometimes it might be 60-40, you know, on either side, but it's give, give.
That's it. And I like that because that is how I was raised, you know, marriage is give and take. And then I've heard the one where they say you fall in and out of love in marriage. And I'm like, well, so, I mean, it's all kind of stuff you hear, but this is beautiful. It really is because you're really taking us to a level where most people give up. You're at that breaking point and you just say, you know, enough is enough. And you don't really rely on God, or you don't rely on couples with wisdom and experience such as yourself to guide you and to give you that those golden nuggets to make it through your day to day. Now, Sheila, you did share how long you've been married. What would you say is the secret to your success in your marriage?
You know what, Kim, after, you know, and I'm sure we'll get into it at some point, but, you know, the struggles that James and I, you know, again, being married at 17 and 18, we basically grew up with each other. And the secret is, you know, finally allowing God, again, God, to be the head and helping us with communication. That was our biggest, I think, downfall was the lack of communication. Even though we were in the house together, we just weren't communicating. And so the secret, again, is allowing God, Jesus Christ, to be that third cord strand that bounds us and binds us together. And again, realizing that, you know, as much as society says, you know, if you're not getting along with each other, well, you know what, just you know, separate, divorce. And, you know, and we realize that's not the path to take. So keeping God first and foremost, I would say, is the secret.
Beautiful, beautiful. I love it.
I'd also add in that, Kim, I'd add that communication is good, but forgiveness is huge.
Oh, yes, and most definitely.
Forgiveness, when you think about, you know, the word and how God has instructed us to forgive. The scripture asks us how many times should I forgive my brother? This is my brother that sins against me. And the scripture tells us, of course, 7 times 70, which is like 490 times a day. And so forgiveness in a marriage, I mean, if I step on your toe 490 times in one day, you're going to probably, you know, have some words for me.
Right?
You know. But,
what's really going on? Yeah, for real.
But with that in mind, God already had this perfect institution design that you're going to step on each other's toes, and you're going to do it more than one time. And is there a – what God was telling us was that forgiveness – is that there is no number that you can place. There's no, well, this is the last time. Well, this is, you know, he got one more time. She got one more time. No, she's got 489 more times, you know, in a day. Now, we haven't done the math on a year.
Man.
So if you take that and bring forgiveness into the equation, Kim, you really say, well, I'm in this thing for life. What can this person do to me to make me say that I'm going to call it quits when forgiveness is at the forefront? No matter what, there's grace for you.
Powerful. Do you hear me? That is so powerful. What advice would you give to a newlywed couple?
Well, I'd say, Kim, that we've often counseled, and since I've been pastoring for over 10 years, I can tell you we've married about between 50 to 100 couples, somewhere between that number we've married. And before we marry them, we try to counsel them and let them know, you know, what marriage is all about. And one of the things that we do is we encourage them to communicate. And sometimes, you know, communication is not always verbal. Sometimes it's nonverbal.
Right.
You know, and so to be able to understand and read each other's body language, to be able to get to know your person that you're moving in, you're forming a life with, to be able to get to know them and know their signals. My wife can look at me and I know what time it is.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, you know that eye, huh? That side
eye. Yeah, I start switching. Yeah, I know I'm in trouble. I better quit what I'm doing.
Or when she call your full name, you in trouble, right?
They call my full name. Yeah. So I think it's just really people taking the time to get to know each other in a very intimate way, not just a physical way, but an intimate way. If I can know your mind and get to know what makes a significant other tick, then I've won 80% of the battle. As far as having a successful marriage, yeah.
Beautiful. And now the gathering place, all right, which is where you have a successful, I think it's just awesome what you're doing in San Diego, by the way, but you have a growing congregation, and, I mean, you have just, it's beautiful what God is doing for you and for your wife, and I just think that, you know, anytime when you're in a position of leadership, especially, you know, when it comes to being a spiritual leader, there's certain things we undergo, and then there's certain things we definitely have to stay uplifted in prayer for. And I just want to know, as far as your vision, you know, for your ministry, where do you see it in the next 5 years?
Well, it's interesting. You know, we have we started our church in our living room. We had Bible studies, and we had a great following. I mean, we had 40, 50 people coming to our house for Bible studies, and it was just an awesome thing to be able to see a lot of the. We had a lot of military people that were coming to our services, and they were just so inspiring, the knowledge that they were attaining, and so our ministry. Is a ministry not for just black people or white people, but it's a ministry for people that want to be successful. It's a ministry where we are thinking outside the box. We're not just looking at having church, you know, hand clapping, foot stomping, tongue talking.
Yeah.
We're looking at being able to reach outside the walls, church without walls. And go into the community. We had a community cleanup where we cleaned up a creek. We did ministry where we feed the homeless. We've done ministry, and this is traditional ministry, but we have ministry where we go and talk to young ladies who are in the sex trafficking trade, where we stop on the street and ask them if they need anything. Really reaching out to people that are hurting. That's our ministry, from the billionaire to the homeless person. I mean, just had a very successful person who is very, very well off say that they need people like us to be able to come into their world, he said, because they're not going to just stop at our church and just drop in our churches. We have to take the church to the community. We have to take the church to the people. So I'd say that's where I see our ministry really having satellite locations in many cities, not just San Diego, but our goal and our vision is to go ye therefore and teach all nations about Jesus Christ.
Oh, you know, I think that certainly whenever you uphold anything when it comes to dealing with humanity or you are engaging in winning souls for Christ, that it's such an emotional thing, you know, and it's beautiful. And just that when you get to that spiritual level where, you know, you're crying and you're crying, you know, you're before God, and it's so amazing to see the transformation that's happening.
Yeah.
So I definitely want to applaud you because, as you know, that work, this work is not easy. It doesn't come lightly. Okay?
Amen. I mean, you're talking about spiritual attacks. You're talking about, each city, for every pastor, there's been a demon or a spiritual attack on that ministry or that pastor, and it's designed to bring him down. It's designed to stop him, but Maya Angelou said, I rise.
That's it. Okay. Listen, and speaking of that, I was going to ask you, as far as with just, you know, being married for so long, being in a, you know, the limelight, I was want to say, to a certain extent, not like Hollywood, but just as a leader, you know, people look up to you. What would you say that your method is? What do you do to, you know, how do I want to word this? As far as when you are dealing with spiritual warfare, you know what I mean? How do you and Pastor Sheila handle that?
Well, Sheila and I will tell you, intercessory prayer is paramount. Any past leader who's, as you said, in the limelight or in the public view, somebody better be praying for that individual because of the attacks that are going to happen. Somebody better be on their face crying out to God, asking God to keep that leader's head up, hands up, to keep him in his integrity, because it's not a joke. It's really not a joke when you're the enemy knows that you're affecting and you have a possibility of affecting someone's their eternity, not just their natural life, but I'm talking about the life after this life.
Come on, you better bring it.
So he's waging war against those of us that are spitting and preaching the truth and trying to tell people and teach people God's word. And the intercessors are just paramount. We have them, and we thank God for our gathering place prayer line. Sometimes it's just four or five. We started with 50, 60 on there, and somehow some folk just get tired of praying.
Okay. Listen, okay, but that's all right. The four you got, they warriors, okay? Look,
I'm talking about prayer warriors. That's right.
That's it. Beautiful. Why do you believe that God assigned you to the couples ministry?
Well, again, Kim, I would say that God assigned us to this ministry. He put a passion within us so that, again, we would be able to pour into couples that don't have an avenue to be able to go to. You know, sometimes, you know, again, when you're just getting married, you don't know who to talk to. You can't talk to someone within your own family because they may judge you, or they may, you know, look down upon you, or
very
you
true,
know.
Yes.
So to be able to have just a life coach, someone to be able to go to that has gone through some things, you know.
Right.
And you know, James and I, as I said, being married young, I'm just going to let you know, you and the listeners know, we struggled. We were probably about 10 years into our marriage,
mm-hmm.
and the enemy came in to
All
conquer
right.
and to divide,
mm.
and he did just that for a little bit.
All right.
We ended up, you know, separating and even divorcing. We were officially divorced, Kim.
Mm.
Right.
Divorced.
Okay, right, yeah.
Yes, I remember.
I remember clearly.
And
I'm like, wait a minute, yeah, what's going on? But you know what's funny? Because y'all kept it so cool. Yeah, I'm like, what? Who getting divorced now? You were never in jail every Sunday.
You know, because we were just that. We were in church, Kim, but every time we would go home, you know, the enemy was there waiting on us.
Mm-hmm.
And,
wow.
you know, not feeling like we had anybody that we could really go to and talk to and be able to be real and be real about and share that you know, our feelings and things that we had done to each other. And so, you know, but God, I would say, but God,
mm-hmm.
he brought us back together. And, you know, and we forgave each other. And,
that's beautiful.
And today, here we are, like I said, I don't even count that year and a half, almost 2 years that we were separated because.
Right,
I
girl, that don't count. Okay,
no,
right. It don't count because you still had to deal with each other. You had kids.
Exactly.
Right.
And it wasn't God's will. That was James and Sheila in the flesh operating.
Mm.
I wasn't
Girl, come
the
on.
Spirit. And
oh, I
so,
love your transparency. Yeah, you giving
and
it to
you know,
them.
And I realized that, Kim, that we had to become transparent because of the fact of what God had placed on us. How are we going to be able to coach someone or tell someone what God is able to do if we're not able to share, you
That's
know,
it.
Our testimony? At one time, I thought, you know what, I don't want anybody to know. I don't want anybody to. But you know what, as I began to see these young couples coming in and into our ministry, and we're seeing
mm-hmm.
them, you know, at the brink of divorce and separation, and now to see the testimonies, we've had couples at that point when we began to share what God had placed in us to give unto them,
Beautiful.
We have testimonies of couples that are still together today because they were able to talk and they didn't have to feel ashamed behind infidelity or, lack of communication, financial issues. They didn't have to feel ashamed about it. That's why, I believe God, put this on us because exactly what he did in our lives. And that's why we're here.
And Kim, the for real part, Kim, is where we come in to be for real because, if we keep it 100, most young people who are getting married, they're gonna stare the opportunity, let me say, of being unfaithful. That's going to come their way.
The enemy gonna tempt them. Absolutely.
Absolutely. And to pretend that that's not going to happen, as our former pastors have done in the past and swept these things under the rug and not dealt with them. And some of our beloved pastors and ministers have had to deal with this, and they wanted to cover it up and not just be honest with people and be transparent.
No healing in that.
And say, listen, baby, I slipped too.
Come on.
I made a mistake too.
Yeah.
Get up.
Yeah.
Y'all can make it. We went through this too. So it's very few pastors that'll be honest and get up and say, yes, I struggled with that. I struggled with infidelity. Yes, we struggled, but God took us and brought us through it. We're
Amen.
Not still there. He's brought us through it. So, but people want to pretend is the issue that people are not being able to get the help they need because people
That's
are not being to be real.
Right.
And so,
well, there's no true
them,
deliverance. Yeah, I agree with you 1,000%.
Mm-hmm.
No true deliverance in that. If we're faking and
That's
funking
right.
and you know what I mean, just
mm-hmm.
really kind of putting on a fake facade, like, oh, everything's great here. How can
right.
they relate to you?
Right.
Kim, the scripture says in the book of Ezekiel, it says for a pastor to be a minister, he says in the book of Ezekiel, I sat where they sat. So the scripture tells us that we have not a high priest that cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities. Jesus had to come down on earth so that we couldn't tell him, but you don't understand.
That's it.
He said, what are you talking about? I became a man so that you couldn't bring that to me. To be able to tell people that I sat where you sat. Oh, I cheated on my wife. I've been there. Oh, I cheated on my. I've been there.
That's
now
it.
What? And you're still together, and we're still together.
Okay.
This is the thing that we need to put out so that divorce, we can stop the epidemic of divorce. And the church, you don't want to know the statistics in the church. The church is now around 48 to 49. We're just about a point and a half behind the world in divorce. Where the church is 48% the last time I checked.
That is really sad, and I truly believe it's because we don't have enough spiritual leaders that are really truly communicating and being transparent and letting them know, listen, I went through it too, but I overcame it. See, all we see is the glitz, the glamour. You see what I mean?
We see you up
there in that pool pit, and y'all looking good and happy in the church. But just like Pastor Wright just said, Sheila, you was like, listen, girl, at church we was cool. You got to put on at church, right? Put your happy face on.
Right.
When you walk out the door, it was on and popping. So, I mean, I have been there, it's very tragic. I definitely want to say that, I really admire you two for, just really pouring into the listeners today on Brown Sugar Radio. And in addition to your couples there in San Diego, I got a couple of more quick questions for you and definitely any other special events or anything that you would like to promote, you're welcome to do that in just a second. I wanted to find out what life-changing event with any of your couples that you have coached has touched your life the most?
I can think of one couple in particular. They're no longer at our ministry, but they moved away. And this couple came into our office broken. I mean, toe up from the flow up and was getting ready to give up. And this couple came in. They had one child and came in. They were ready to call it quits. And the wife was in church and the husband was just around church, if you know what I mean.
Okay, yeah, I hear you.
She was in. He was around. He would wait outside. He would wait outside for sometimes. Sometimes he didn't want to come into church service, and so,
man.
You know, God, I began to ask God, God, give me wisdom. Tell me, Peter and I, we begin to pray and ask God for wisdom, and tell me how to reach. The wife was in. She was all in. She was like, you know, if he doesn't change, it's over. We're done. It's a wrap. So this particular couple, we began to pour into him, work with him, begin to spend time with him, and slowly he began to, first he didn't want any counseling at all, then he agreed to counseling, and we began to win him. I mean, it was like winning a lion over, and being able to pet the lion, and being able to be there with the lion. And he just humbled himself. He got saved, gave his life to Christ, and that couple is doing so well. I mean, they are doing well. They did so well. They blessed our ministry. Just gave us a car, and it was just a beautiful thing.
Look at
just,
that.
We just
that
want to say
beautiful.
Thank you for saving our marriage.
Oh, see, that definitely brings a smile on my face to hear that. You know, that's transformation. You know, one thing as a life coach, and I'm sure you can relate to me with this, people are not looking for just information. They want transformation. You can tell a person all day long what to do, but if it does not penetrate them on a cellular level, they will not experience that elevation in life. And that's what your coaching program is doing for Mary Cup. And I just want to give you a high five, a virtual high five right now, because y'all put it down out there in San Diego, honey. Okay? Y'all transforming people out there. That's beautiful. My last question, what brings you the most joy as a spiritual leader and a couples coach?
Well, you hit it. Just seeing lives change, seeing the thoughts and the plans of the enemy demolished and shut down, seeing people fulfill their destiny. We saw people that were broke, busted, disgusted by homes. We had an entrepreneurial program where we've seen people start businesses and doing well. It gives our heart the greatest joy to see the people that we've poured into seeing a return on that investment.
Warms your heart, don't it? Oh, awesome, awesome. As far as the gathering place, do you have any special events coming up that you would like to mention, or any special programs for your Couples for Real for Life coaching program?
Yes, well, I would just like everyone, they can just to mention that they can follow us always on Facebook, at The Gathering Place on Facebook, and also our website, The Gathering Place SD for San Diego, thegatheringplacesd.org. You can go there and find information about us. But we have actually a couples retreat that we do every year, and that's going to be coming up in the month of June. And we have a bishop friend of ours who's also a life and family therapist, Bishop Bruce Riley, and his wife. They come in and help us with the couples. And so you can go to, again, our church website and get the information about the dates and the hotels, and all that will be posted shortly, so that anyone that wants to join can come and be a part of that couples retreat. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes. Girl, look, I need to sign up. Where I sign up at? Where I sign up at?
Yeah.
I need to come on the beach, San Diego. Girl,
absolutely. And
oh,
the retreat
yes.
is so fun. I mean, we have we really get out of the box. I mean, we have a night where it's couples night. We actually go dancing and able to spend time with our partners and just pour into each other. You know, where in a church setting, you know, people feel uncomfortable, but we let couples be the way God
be real.
Be real.
Okay, that is so beautiful. Oh, yes, I got to look at the dates. So hopefully, I'm praying I'm available. I'll be out there in October for a speaking engagement, so I know I'll definitely catch you then. If I'm not booked, I have an event June 5th. I'm praying it's not the same weekend because I certainly would love to attend. So I got to make sure it's not contradicting the dates because I'm like, I'm there. Yes.
Well, love to have you.
And just like maintenance, you know, these retreats and these things, people have to pour into their marriages. If you want a healthy marriage, you got to retreat. You have to pour into it. You have to invest in it. Just like you invest in each other, you get your nail, women get their nails done, their hair done, their men get haircuts and the shoes. And you have to invest in the marriage. So we are recommending for all couples, young and old.
I think that's beautiful. It is. It's very important. And a lot of people don't realize that. You know, they just feel like, well, he's still here, so I must be doing something. No, she's still here, so I'm doing something right.
They've just been in the house. They've been gone.
Right. Been and checked out emotionally. You right.
It has certainly been a pleasure
having you two here on the air live with Brown Sugar Radio. Please know that you're welcome back anytime. I love to have you back, and I definitely am going to try to make it out there in June. All of my loyal Brown Sugar Radio listeners, please make sure you check out The Gathering Place on Facebook. Get more information if you're in the San Diego. Actually, we have a few of our women that are in the Ambitious Women Facebook group that are locals in San Diego. Make sure you go visit The Gathering Place. I'm telling you, the anointing is there, all right? It is powerful. So make sure that you can contact Sheila Wright. She's in the group also if you have any questions or concerns. But definitely, I just want for you to know I love y'all. I appreciate you. Thank you for coming on to the air today.
Thank you so much, Kim, for having us. And
you're welcome.
We love you.
We proud.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm trying to be like y'all. All right. Well, thanks so much for coming on to Brown Sugar Radio. Have a great day.
You too.
All right. All right. So there you go. You heard it here first live on Brown Sugar Radio, and it is amazing what God is doing. And so I just want to make sure you also take the time out to follow Brown Sugar Radio on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. You can catch a lot of the updates, promotionals that we have, and exciting topics. Okay. All right. Well, I am Kim Bullock Hendrix, your abundance, lifestyle, mindset coach, spiritual teacher, whatever else God wants me to be, I am there for you to serve. Thank you so much for calling in to Brown Sugar Radio. Have a fantastic day.
Well, it's about that time for us to end, but until we meet again, spread the word about Brown Sugar Radio to a friend. Join us next week on the livest urban premiere show on Blog Talk Radio. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. We're celebrating the champion in you and making dreams come true. Changing lives one show at a time. Brown Sugar Radio, making life easier.